sing the song that Audrey's playing at 345, 345. Hallelujah.
Precious, clinging sight. Christ our Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ our Lord.
He is all my righteousness.
He is all my righteousness. I stand complete in Him and worship Him. He is all my righteousness. I stand complete in Him and worship Him. He is all my righteousness. I stand complete in Him and worship Christ our Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we worship You, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we touch You, Lord. Touch our hearts, dear God, by Your Spirit. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I worship You, Jesus. Just open our hearts. If you haven't already, lift your hands and just worship Him. I love You, Lord. Yes, Lord. I lift my voice to worship You, oh my soul. Sweet sound in Your ears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, sweet wonder. Oh, sweet wonder. Jesus, the Son. Sing that together from the hymn book.
You have a number on that, no?
Jesus, the Son of God, maybe. Number 48. Number 48. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand as we sing.
Will come.
Son of God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Oh, how I love you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I'd like to ask you just a question. Who are the jewels most precious and holy? I'm looking at them, huh? That's right. We are precious to him. I was thinking of that story, that little parable, and I have you stay standing for a reason, so don't sit down just yet. But I was thinking of that story of the pearl of great price. You've heard that parable that Jesus told, and I know there are a number of ways to interpret that, but I think one of the ways that is precious to me is that you and I are that pearl of great price. And Jesus gave everything to have you. Isn't that precious? We are his jewels, most precious and holy. And then I also had to think there's jewels in the cottage. And there's jewels in the village that are precious to Jesus. And he's brought them here so that he could save them, that he could draw them to himself, that he could call them into his service. And so we want to pray tonight as they're gathered, maybe even now, in the cottage and in the village. I don't know their schedule, but God knows. And God is at work, and let's believe that he will work this night. That he will carry forward his work in each life. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So let's just lift up our hearts and voices, and then maybe someone could also lead out in prayer for the campers that are here. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Accomplish your work, my God, even now, Lord. Even now, Lord, come and draw our hearts, Lord, to yourself. Jesus, jewels, Lord, to adorn your crown. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We belong to you, Jesus. You have purchased us with your own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, from the youngest to the oldest, Lord, come to Adrian, my God. Come to Adrian, my God.
Lord, I pray that you just have an overflowing onto them, Lord Jesus, and they would just want to pour onto everyone else that is here, Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would use them, Lord, rise them up for your kingdom, Lord,
yes,
so that they can help others get to the kingdom of heaven, Jesus. Lord, I pray that you just protect them with your beautiful blood, Lord Jesus. May no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Amazing God, all things, Jesus, you make everything possible, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing them here today and just working in them, Lord. So I just pray that you just do your mighty work and continue to just use them, Lord Jesus.
Amen, amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Pour out your spirit, my God. Pour out your spirit, Lord Jesus. Oh, gaja pa ka pa joko boko boje, gaja ka pa pa, joko bojo, ko bojo. Oh God, let your kingdom come, let your will be done, Lord Jesus. Jesus.
Lord. Come by your Spirit, we pray, and draw each one. Draw each one from the youngest in the cottage all the way down. Draw them with cords of love, Lord. Open up their hearts to the way of salvation. All and those who have you as their Savior, a deeper lovership, a deeper relationship with you, O God, we pray. Come this night, O God, touch each one, those that people think, oh, they're impossible, but nothing's impossible as you draw each soul, oh God, unto yourself with cords of love. Jesus, transform these lives for your glory. JJ, thank you, Lord. Thank you,
yes, Lord.
Thank you for each one.
By their name,
yes, Lord. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Yes, my Lord, thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for every camper that has passed through these first three periods and now this period. God, you know where they are. You know the homes they live in, the neighborhoods, the schools, the churches that they come from. And I just pray that you would hold your hand over them and cause the work that was begun in this place to continue throughout this year. God, that there would be a growth, that there would be a going forward, a knowing you better, living for you, Jesus. You are able to keep them. You are able to keep them from falling. And so, Lord Jesus, again, we remember them and commit them afresh to you this night. Lord, continue to draw their hearts day by day and remind them, Lord, how much you love them and the plan and purpose that you have over each of their lives. And so we thank you, Lord, for Pilgrim Camp. We thank you for this place where our young people can learn to serve you. And I thank you for those on staff even now. And I pray that you would work in the hearts of our young people as they give themselves to you in this way. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so have your way in these days. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you work. You work, Lord. We want to keep our eyes upon you. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. It's always nice to look around and see new faces and faces, old faces, meaning that I know you before, but not that you're old. But I came today with my wife, Denise. Here, and we're best known as the parents of Caitlin and David and Audrey. That's how we're known these days. Right? And so if you know Katie and Audrey and David, well, that's we're the parents. And God blessed us with three wonderful children, and we're thankful that they're here serving God, and David will be here this week as well. And so we're happy to be here. We pastor a church in Williamsburg. That's not Williamsburg, Virginia. That's Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And my dad would say that that is the center of the universe, Williamsburg. Brother Tom is from the center of the universe, Williamsburg. I've known Brother Tom a long time. When he first came to the Lord, I don't know, is it 40, 45 years? 47 years ago. So I'm at least 47. So that's, you know, if you were trying to guess. But we're thankful that God brought us here safely today. There was a little bit of rain coming up, a little bit of wind, a few fallen branches. But God saw us through, and we're happy to be here. We brought Cisco and Edward. Edward's here for the first time, and so we want to welcome you, Edward, and trust that God will bless you and work in your heart while you're here. There's joy in serving Jesus, right? I don't know. Cisco always wants to come back every year. I'm like, why do you want to come back? Well, there's joy in serving Jesus. And we meet God and God meets us in this place. And so we're very thankful. So I hope to get to know each of you while I'm here and get to know your names. But more important, that we gather together and we're touched by God, and that we walk then in that blessing all day long, in the presence of God. Hallelujah. I thought it would be nice. I'm just arriving, so I don't really know what's been going on here. But it seems like God is at work, and it's just wonderful to be able to just step into this place and to sense God's presence. Tis mercy all, immense and free. It's only because of his mercy, because of his sacrifice. But I wondered if there were any testimonies. And, you know, I know that the staff is encouraged to testify at least once a week. So, Albie, have you done your once a week yet or not? Not yet? Okay, well, I'm not calling on you. I was just asking. I know Albie. That's why I can call on him like that. And others. Okay, so we just want to just let the Lord have his way. So I'm going to sit down. And if the Lord puts something on your heart, well, if not, it's okay too, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. Again, we thank you for bringing us together in your name. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Sin, and on his shoulders brought me back to his fold again. While angels in his presence sang until the courts of heaven rang. Oh, the love that sought me, protect me by your precious blood. In the darkest hour, my Jesus, send your light, for thy word in its power can pierce the night. Fresh anointing, a fresh anointing.